You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Timer with the radio news about radio waves. The latest debate among candidates for the Democratic nomination for president was held the Saturday night before Christmas, and so virtually no one saw or heard much beside the headlines that Hillary Clinton was calling for a Manhattan Project among tech giants about encryption to prevent terrorists from sending secret messages over the internet.
I would hope that given the extraordinary capacities that the tech community has and the legitimate needs and questions from law enforcement, that there could be a Manhattan-like project, something that would bring the government and the tech communities together to see they're not adversaries, they've got to be partners. It doesn't do anybody any good if terrorists can move toward encrypted communication that no law enforcement agency can break into before or after. There must be some way. I don't know enough about the technology, Martha, to be able to say what it is, but I have a lot of confidence in our tech experts. And maybe the back door is the wrong door, and I understand what Apple and others are saying about that. But I also understand when a law enforcement official charged with the responsibility of preventing attacks, to go back to our early questions, how do we prevent attacks? Well, if we can't know what someone is planning, we are going to have to rely on the neighbor or, you know, the member of the mosque or the teacher, somebody to see something. I just think there's got to be a way, and I would hope that our tech companies would work with government to figure that out. Otherwise, law enforcement is blind. Blind before, blind during, and unfortunately in many instances, blind after. So we always have to balance liberty and security, privacy and safety. But I know that law enforcement needs the tools to keep us safe, and that's what I hope there can be some understanding and cooperation to achieve.
While Clinton's call for a Manhattan Project may have got the headlines, the more telling line may have been, quote, "I don't really know," unquote, as it seems like she realizes that, while she wants to demagogue as a candidate, smart voters know that encryption is what keeps your online credit card purchases safe. Clearly, listening to her statement, the woman who may be the next president does not have the magical answer to resolve the debate between privacy and public safety, but hopes that someone in Silicon Valley does. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.